Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Yeah, it is actually, to tell you frankly, I cannot disclose everything that it can do.
Sure.
But the thing is, it is, as I said, it is a multi-role aircraft.
Okay.
It can carry a lot of bombs, missiles, and different, even nuclear heads. It is equipped with, as I mentioned, as called a laser designating pod.
Laser guided bomb, sir?
No, basically, it is actually with a laser designating pod.
Okay.
Which guides the laser guided bomb.
Okay.
So what the laser designating pod is doing is, it actually sends the laser frequency to the target, and in return, it gets a reflection and it receives. So it gets a slant range to the target.
Right.
And that particular information is given to the laser guided bomb, which he is carrying. It can be in two ways also. Suppose one aircraft is carrying laser designating pod, the other aircrafts are carrying laser guided bombs. The one who is carrying LDP can actually guide the other aircrafts to get that LDP directly dropped into the target.
Mr. Chaudhary, tell us, how impactful can these Mirage 2000 planes be? Are they some of the top of the line planes that we have? Because they've gone in the night. So I believe they needed laser aid at 3:30 a.m. in the morning with no sunlight.
Yeah, it has got infrared frequency, which actually can go in the nighttime also. There is no problem. It can clearly see the things.
They're saying 1,000 kilos of bombs were dropped. 12 Mirage 2000 planes can carry that amount of weight?
It is actually a devastating could be for the enemies. It is not only 1,000 kilogram bombs. One aircraft can carry 8,000 kilograms.
Whoa. Thank you for all this information, Mr. Chaudhary. One airplane, you're saying, can carry 8,000 kilos. They've taken 1,000 spread across a dozen airplanes. What news is coming in? It sounds like a pretty brutal attack on the Jaish terror camps across the LOC.
Yes, that is what I'm really proud that they have done it.
Are you still with the Indian Air Force, sir?
No, I just retired 2 years back.
And as a retired officer, this makes you happy because I know the Air Force hasn't crossed into the airspace for the last 40 years.
Yes, of course I am proud, and I am really very happy that something is done today to retaliate the Pulwama attack.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Very kind of you.
Thank you, Disha.
Jai Hind, sir.
Jai Hind.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.